Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Tim Versalotti, who is one of the brightest guys I know, a pollster, a professor, and keeps his eye on the way that people are thinking. So welcome, Mr. Versalotti.
Oh, it's great to be here, Alan.
Joe Biden had his first big win, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. What do Americans think of it?
As the legislation was making its way through Congress, Americans liked what they saw. One example, a CNN poll from early March, right before final approval, 61% of Americans supported the provisions in the bill, 37% were opposed. And of course, when you break it down by partisanship, 94% of Democrats in that survey liked what they saw, and 58% of independents. Now, only a quarter of Republicans supported it, but some pieces of the package were very appealing to Republican voters, particularly the stimulus payments that were made or being made to individual Americans.
I guess when you give people money, they're not going to kick you in the eye.
No. And of course, one of the arguments that Republicans had made against the bill, that it was chock full of particular priorities for Democrats, those kinds of arguments really don't resonate with average voters when you're still in the midst of a pandemic and you do have this opportunity to get some additional cash in your account. Now, there were some aspects of the bill that did reflect some important Democratic priorities, in particular, expanding the child care tax credit. That piece of the legislation is predicted to potentially cut child poverty in half, not just by increasing the frequency of the payments, but making them come earlier in the year. It used to be when you claim that tax credit, you'd get the benefit at tax time. But under this bill, families who qualify for it would begin to see the benefits beginning in July and on a monthly basis as opposed to an annual basis. That was a huge win for Democrats.
Tim Versalotti, how would you like to be working for the IRS right now? Got to be pretty complicated.
I can't imagine. So the IRS delayed receiving 2020 returns until the second week of February because they were still catching up on the backlog from last year because of the two rounds of stimulus payments that had occurred already. It is interesting, though, that this latest round started showing up in people's bank accounts if they did direct deposit last weekend, within 48 hours of the president signing the bill. Pretty quick action there for a federal agency.
So let me ask you this, Tim Versalotti. How much political capital did Biden spend on passing his COVID relief package?
I think it was potentially, this is a question that it'll take a little time to answer. One of the things that Biden dropped from the Senate version of the bill that was in the House version was gradually raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is a huge priority for the progressive wing of the Democratic Party and for many members of Congress who had campaigned hard for Biden last year. But Biden saw the numbers in the Senate. He knew that was not something that he could sell. So he did have to give on that. He also had to scale back unemployment benefits, which were extended in this bill as well, dropping the amount to win over moderate Democrats in the Senate. So he had to spend some capital on both sides in terms of keeping moderates happy, keeping progressives happy, to hold that caucus of 50 senators together in passing the bill.
So Democrats say they want to move on to infrastructure next. Is there support from the American people for that? I mean, I know in my little town, I'm going to be very supportive because I can't get over a bridge now.
Yeah, I think when Americans look at roads, particularly as we get to the end of a long winter and the freeze-thaw cycle just does its typical number on our roadways, yeah, I think there is support for improvements, and not just for roads and bridges, which is what we typically associate with infrastructure, but even things like broadband and expanding broadband, which in your neck of the woods, in some parts of Berkshire County and in the hill towns near me, is still a big issue. And it's not just an issue of convenience, it's an education issue. And that's really come to the fore with homeschooling this year during COVID. And it's also an economic development issue that businesses struggle if they don't have reliable broadband internet access. So all of that is in the offing in the infrastructure bills that are pending in Congress. The question is, can the Democrats get bipartisan support? Nancy Pelosi did a Sunday interview show where she said, listen, historically, these are job creators, infrastructure bills, and they've enjoyed bipartisan support. And we hope that our colleagues across the aisle will join us this time around. Hard to see, though, because we see the saw these party line votes on the COVID-19 bill. And it could be that partisanship overtakes tradition when it comes to support for infrastructure spending.
So, how popular is Biden right now, the way you're looking at polls? But
He is, depending on the poll, he's somewhere between the low to mid 50% range in terms of his job approval. This would not be unexpected for a president within the first 100 days. On the other hand, though, when we saw President Trump in the first 100 days of his term, he never cracked 50% throughout his time in office. They're just very different personalities, though. President Trump, very polarizing. Biden, more of keep your head down and get the job done at this point. He has not, he's focused on his legislative agenda so far. So the most recent RealClearPolitics average had him at job approval of 52.8%, disapproval 42%. We know, those of us who study public opinion, we know those numbers have the potential to go down over time. President Obama was in the mid-40s for a fair part of his time in office as well. When you start to make hard choices as a president, you can see those numbers go down. And Biden's got to make some hard choices. He's got a large, fractious party to hold together with competing interests and competing priorities. So it wouldn't surprise me to see his approval dip down into the mid-40s as well.
Okay, well, Tim Bertolotti, we'll be back with more Biden and pollster questions for you. But thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time. We so appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.